overthrow suppression and make ourselves heard till they finally get the message. And let them know the power of the people is a weapon they don't wanna fuck with unless they down for Armageddon. Can't waste another second, I'ma fight until the evil deceased. Stay online trying to take away your freedom of speech. You don't fit the narrative or keep the people asleep. You get your platform stripped for deceiving the weak. It's fucked up, and honestly we gotta make a change. The freedoms that we have are all at stake as the currency inflates. They season every dollar in your bank just for questioning the power that's in place. They got us in restraints, but they will never censor me. Best believe I'ma fight till I rest in peace. Yes indeed, the slave ship isn't for me. I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees.
Good morning and welcome back to Kush and Coffee, where we deliver. We have delivery services. I deliver to you unbiased media through the teeth of biased media. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, I'll tell you what that means. Is I come up with a timeline of articles and I read them off to you, intertwined with my opinion. Some people think that it only takes me a few seconds or a few minutes to come up with these articles. Now, allow me to correct you, my friends. It takes me much, much longer than that. I have to read the article, and I have to cross-reference the article. I gotta make sure they're not full of shit. I gotta make sure I'm not full of shit. All whilst learning about whatever I'm talking about. There are a number of things that I can report on and talk about that aren't what I report on and talk about, but I really, really feel like that there's a problem. Honestly, I feel like that there's a censorship problem. I feel like our freedoms are being reversed, erased, taken away from us. I don't know if I sound fucking crazy. This is just what I feel and what I see. If somebody would like to tell me otherwise, I would like that instead of commenting on my format and talking about my podcast, let's talk about what I talk about. Fuck the podcast. We're just out here chilling, having a good fucking time. And now that I'm on multiple different platforms of social media, my viewership has gone up. Welcome, new friends. I'm not the, funniest, but I'll tell you the truth. That's really, realistically, what I'm here for. Now, when I say things like, I would love to make this my career, no, I don't mean making 1 hour podcast every day my career and getting paid for it. No, I mean like actual independent journalism. I would love to make that my career. Broadcasting, communications, audio. I would love to make these things in some way, shape, or form my career. And I'm going to try and do that. And I'm going to start with this podcast. And I'll probably continue with it on my journey, but I've been looking into a lot of different paths of education that I can take. Best bet is probably to get a degree in journalism. No? Right? So, need some type of education. I can't just be like, well, I've got no degrees and I do whatever I want. And listen to me, degreeless, educationless, even though I'm not going to do that whole be $75,000 in debt for some bullshit. No, I mean, I'll pay my way. We'll make it work. We'll see how it goes. Maybe not. Right. So, as you know, and as I know, and as everyone else knows, the COVID vaccine shot is now available or whatever for kids, 5-6 months to 5 years old, yeesh. Yeesh. I wanted to start with a New York Times article because we all know how much I love the New York Times. They're one of my favorite publications. There's not another like them. There's not another publication that writes and reports on so much stupid shit. Like, they have fucking writers just waiting. Like, just sitting there waiting. Right. So this is June 13th, made by Jennifer Margulis and Joe Huang. Joe Huang. COVID vaccinations for children is criminal and must stop. I agree, my friends. I agree. Dr. Rennie Moon has spent her entire career as an advocate for vaccines, a pediatrician who is double board certified in pediatric hospital medicine and pediatrics. Moon said she has counseled thousands of families and always encouraged them to vaccinate. I've trusted my governmental agencies to do the studies that needed to be done and the rigorous testing to make sure that what we are injecting into our kids is not going to harm them, she said, until now. Instead of unquestionably following the CDC's recommendations without double checking, Moon has been tracking safety data about the mRNA injections herself. She is so concerned about the safety signals she is seeing in the pediatric population that she said giving COVID-19 vaccines for children is the most appalling thing I've heard in medicine. The lack of regard for safety is highly unethical. I personally put it into the arena of crimes against humanity. I mean, is she being dramatic? Is she? I'm going to say no. I'm gonna jump off the diving board and just say, nah. Nah. We are the silent majority. You'll see. You'll see. Children's bodies and brains are more vulnerable than adults to environmental toxicants, which has an NIH.gov citing on it, which I'm not going to read. Thought about it, decided against it. Since children are smaller than adults, they are more heavily exposed to toxicants in proportion to their body weight. Given their unique vulnerabilities, the safety threshold to give children any medication, medical intervention, or medical recommendations must be high, higher than for adults. Children are the future of humanity. Protecting children is the duty of society. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has always been a threat mainly to the elderly and to adults who have underlying health issues. While younger and healthy people have generally done well and children have hardly gotten sick at all, in fact, COVID deaths in children are quote-unquote incredibly rare. According to an article in the peer-reviewed science journal Nature, citing number 2. Quote, all of the kids I know here at my institution have comorbidities, unquote, explained a retired Colorado-based medical doctor and professor of ophthalmology and pediatrics who has a master's degree in epidemiology, who worked at the state's largest children's hospital, who asked not to be identified for fear of retribution from his medical colleagues. But Dr. Kirk Milhone, MD, PhD, and pediatric cardiologist who has a long and successful career helping children with heart problems in both America and around the world is speaking up. Milhone is the medical director of the Nonprofit for Hearts and Souls, which helps children with heart defects around the world, based in Maui. He also works 1 week a month at the Texas Methodist Children's Hospital in San Antonio. Milhone pointed out that the disease itself is mild for most children. He cited a recent Turkish study that examined how many children were admitted for COVID versus the flu. That's the third sighting. Quote, they found that kids admitted for the flu went to the ICU at rates and ended up needing breathing machines more often than children admitted for COVID. Milhone pointed out. Though he, like other medical doctors we spoke with, is concerned about putting his livelihood in jeopardy by telling the truth. Milhone feels he has a moral obligation to speak publicly about the lack of safety, efficacy, and necessity of the COVID-19 vaccines for children. He told us, given the damage these vaccines are causing, that it is unethical for doctors to stay silent. Vaccinating kids does not slow the spread. Let's be honest, Milhone said, it's not stopping anything. Omicron is blowing through the vaccinated more so than the unvaccinated. After 5 months for children, the vaccine has negative efficacy. It's going to do more harm than good. What we're seeing is that with those who are vaccinated, they are more likely to get the infection than if they had nothing at all. Despite a concerted effort to massage the data to fit it an orthodox narrative, high vaccination rates have not correlated in lowering COVID-19 cases or severity. According to Milhone, vaccinating children actually has the opposite effect. It encourages more, not less, viral spread. But despite this, there has been a push in the United States, Canada, and countries around the world to vaccinate even the youngest children. Even if the vaccine is not necessary or won't protect them, parents are being told to get it for their infants, toddlers, small children, teens, for the sake of others. For the sake of others, the greater good. Oh, for the greater good. Meanwhile, the country is saturated with the virus, which is quickly becoming endemic, as we have written about before, which is the Epoch Times. Testing reveals that COVID is everywhere, and that the vast majority of Americans and Canadians have already been exposed to it. Vaccination rates among adults are high. The virus continues to behave like other endemic coronaviruses, mutating over time and continuing to cause milder illness and reinfections as few, if any, people are immunologically naive to it. There's a little bit easier ways to say that. No worries, though. No worries. The real irony is that the government had to roll back its early claim that the vaccine would prevent the spread of the virus after that it was shown to be completely untrue. Yet, the vaccine for kids is still being pushed for the sake of slowing the viral spread. I love how everybody was talking about emergency use authorization, and then that fucking term literally disappeared. We have spoken with over 25 medical doctors practicing in different states. They told us the COVID-19 vaccine side effects on children are real and very serious. Their clinical experience is backed up by a growing body of peer-reviewed articles in the scientific literature that show that the vaccines can cause myocarditis and pericarditis in all age categories, but particularly in young men. There is also evidence that the vaccines can cause clotting disorders, facial paralysis, tinnitus, and other serious side effects. Though that is citing 4, 5, and 6. But what about long-term side effects? Children have a longer shelf life than adults, so to speak. They have many more years of life ahead of them than we do, so early exposure to pollution or endocrine disruptors or unsafe vaccines can result in longer-term ill effects. Milhone wrote his doctoral thesis on cardiac inflammation. The vaccine is dangerous for adolescent males. Absolutely, without a doubt, you're more likely to go to the hospital with a vaccine injury than from COVID. He said, for many kids, it's all the risk and no, it's all risk and no benefit. What are we doing? that's a great question. What the fuck are we doing? The race to vaccinate children has not been driven by the need to protect them. It is being pushed on parents in pursuit of the goal to vaccinate everyone. Parents bombarded with messages of fear have been duped. Many are eagerly vaccinating their children in the hope of protecting them, without really realizing that the cure is by and far more dangerous than the disease. This crime against children must be stopped.
Ooh, those are them's fighting words.
We cannot assume something is safe for children without proof. We invoke the precautionary principle here, the idea that a new product, like the vaccines against COVID-19, cannot simply be assumed safe in the absence of definitive proof that they are causing harm. The precautionary principle is a modern restatement of the Hippocratic Oath that all doctors must adhere to. I will keep them from harm and injustice. I mean, man's got a point, I suppose, right? Following the precautionary principle, the burden of proof is on the manufacturers of the COVID-19 vaccines. These companies have an ethical obligation to prove they are safe. But in violation of this ethical principle, the vaccines were rushed to the public without adequate testing. Now that we have ample proof that they are causing harm to children, it is time to stop using them. Just this week, Milhone treated a 14-year-old who was perfectly healthy until getting a second COVID-19 vaccine. Now this young adolescent has a major scar in the left ventricle of the heart. Scarring like this, Milhone said, can cause sudden death or in the now or in the future in these children. Quote, I was in the military. I've gotten every vaccine, unquote, Milhone said. Quote, I've had my second dose of smallpox, the whole series of anthrax. I'm a scientist and a physician. I have seen the benefit that vaccines have had for children. This one has no benefit and all risk, unquote. And then after that's all the sightings, because I bet all of these people were probably like fucking attacked, or, you know, their careers, their personal lives under a microscope for saying what they were saying, because that's the nature of our fucking society today. Literally can't report on real shit without, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Without getting fucking ramrodded by social media or whoever the fuck. It's not necessary to vaccinate your child. It's for the common cold, at least. No, I mean, I don't know. It's just not necessary to vaccinate. Instead of vaccinating everybody, this should have caused us to look at vaccines as a whole instead of pushing more. It's like, you know, like instead of vaccinating everybody, we should be turning the scope, turning the table. We should be investigating them. We should be looking at them, seeing what they're doing, how they're doing. The government wants to hide all this information because they're not lying. That's the general consensus. They're not lying, and they're doing everything that they can in the best interest of the human race, right? That's why we don't question them, right? See, they don't want to know. They don't want us to know that they're liars. They try and hide the lies of the past, because why? If you know that they lie about almost everything, you're going to think that they're lying about everything else. Why? Because that's what liars do. They don't stop lying, especially when it has to do with money, money, money. You know what I'm saying? It's all a fucking game, bro. It's all a game. And it's all about money. You have a price tag on your head. And that's all you're worth. At the end of the day, that's all you're worth. When the shit hits the fan, that's all you're worth. See, now you're allowed to self-measure your self-worth in the comfort and the peace of your own home and your own little bubble, right? You can measure. You can bring it all the way down. You can say, oh, I'm not worth shit, oh, blah, 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 and then be all depressed about it. And or you can measure it all the way up. Say, oh, I'm worth a lot. And then, you know, act like that way and respond to that and react to it. But when the shit actually hits the fan, if it ever hits the fan, you'll realize that your worth has already been put on you. And you were never in control of it. You're in control of an illusion. Now I bring to you the New York Times. Oh, I love the New York Times. They're fucking wild. FDA authorizes Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines for youngest children. Yay! Where is it? I haven't done it in a while. A recommendation from the director of the CDC would be the final step before doses are rolled out for the roughly 20 million children younger than 5. Oh, that's exactly what they need. It's the 17th, a few days ago. Let's see. The FDA authorized both Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccines for the nation's youngest children on Friday. A relief to parents who have waited so long. 18 months. They waited 18 months to protect their babies, toddlers, and preschoolers since the first shots became available. Regulators followed the recommendation of independent experts on an advisory panel. Yeah, okay. Independent experts. Who voted unanimously on Wednesday in favor of both vaccines. I wonder how much money these independent experts got. All Americans, other than the roughly 20 million children under 5, have had the option of protecting themselves against COVID-19 for months and are eligible for booster shots. Moderna's two-dose vaccine is for children 6 months through 5 years, while Pfizer's three-dose vaccine is for children 6 months through 4 years. So 5-year-olds are only allowed to get Moderna. That's it. Right? But if you're 4, got options. Oh, man. A separate advisory panel for the CDC began two days of meetings on the matter on Friday. The FDA's actions permit vaccines to be used, but doctors look to the CDC's advisory committee for specifics on how to use them. An acceptance of the vaccines will depend partly on the strength of the agency's recommendations. After the panel votes on Saturday, the CDC's director will issue her own recommendation, the final step before distribution. The Biden administration began shipping the vaccines on Friday, but uptake in the coming weeks could be low. Uptake. I remember that word. Uptake means comprehension, understanding. I think they're using this wrong word. This word wrong. I think I'm fucked up. Moving on. Both Pfizer's and Moderna's studies show that the Omicron variant of the virus greatly dulled the power of the vaccines to prevent symptomatic infection in children, just as it did for adults. So the virus greatly dulled the power. How? Pfizer has said that 2 doses of its vaccine were only about 28% effective in preventing disease, while 3 doses were 80% effective. But that 80% estimate was based on only 10 cases in a subset of 1,678 trial participants. Moderna's vaccine was about 51% effective in children 6 months to 2 years. See, like, how did they get this information without experimenting on children? It's almost like an admission that they experimented on children and we are allowing it. How are you going to allow people to experiment vaccines on children? This is why I don't trust a fucking human being that's walking around, because you're either A, ignorant to it, B, blind, or C, took the blue pill. Either way, you're not to be trusted. No one is to be trusted. Oh, paranoid schizophrenia. Oh, Anthony's gone fucking nuts. Yeah. That's right. Let's see here. Like the FDA's independent panel, the CDC's advisors had few concerns about side effects from either vaccine. They also stressed the unmet need. The data on Omicron's effect on young children, quote, should just decimate the myth that this infection is not life-threatening in this age group, unquote, said Dr. Sarah Long, a panelist and an infectious disease expert at the Drexel University College of Medicine. Should just decimate the myth that this infection is not life-threatening. Myth that this infection is not life-threatening. So it's a myth that that coronavirus is not life-threatening? See what I'm saying? This is why I love New York Times. They also shared the concerns of the FDA's panel about the effectiveness of Pfizer's vaccine and the doses required to achieve it. Quote, in the interest of sort of full transparency to parents, it's to me appropriate to acknowledge the uncertainty around that, said Dr. Matthew Daly, a senior investigator at Kaiser Permanente, Colorado, who leads the CDC's vaccine working group, referring to Pfizer's efficacy data. I don't know. Yeah. Both vaccines provoked an immune response comparable to that triggered in young adults, the primary measurement the agency used to measure effectiveness. Asked to compare them at a press briefing, Dr. Peter Marks, who heads the FDA vaccine division, said that the Moderna's vaccine might trigger an immune response slightly more rapidly, while Pfizer's might bring a greater response after the third dose. Jeez, fucking Christ. Like, this is why people don't know what the fuck to do. They have no idea what to do. Nobody has any idea what to do. There are so many layers of constructed bullshit that you gotta sift through, that the possibility of something being true is just muddying the waters of the actual truth. It has been like this for generations. People have wasted their entire lives under certain pretenses that are false. He said parents should feel comfortable with either and recommended that they go with whichever one is available. Dr. Robert M. Califf, we love this guy, the FDA commissioner, said in a statement, as we have seen with older age groups, we expect that the vaccines for younger children will provide protection from the most severe outcomes of COVID-19, such as hospitalization and death. Asked why the FDA statement cited efficacy data only for Moderna shots, Dr. Marks said the company's data was more mature than Pfizer's. Another top agency regulator on Wednesday said that Pfizer's estimate of 80% effectiveness for three doses was imprecise and could change. Federal agencies are now studying whether both vaccines need to be updated for all age groups to counter the rapidly evolving virus.
More vaccines. The CDC's panelists spent considerable time on Friday trying to pinpoint how the Omicron variants have altered the risks to children. They noted that parents vaccinate their children for many other diseases with comparable or even lower risks of death. Right. So that doesn't mean let's go get more. That means let's take a look at why we're taking vaccines for even lower risks of death. Right. Like polio. Right. Like polio. I don't think that's necessary anymore.
I just love that rhetoric. I just love it. I fucking love it. It's just like, oh my God. Do I have to remind you that you get other vaccines? So just add on some more. Let's just keep it rolling. Dr. Marks urged parents not to wait to see if the vaccines are redesigned, saying that the current ones still provide excellent foundational immunity against a broad range of COVID-19 variants. They're like, no, we got to get these vaccine shots out. We made so many. We need to get them out. FIFO, first in, first out, right? We're fucking products, unless that's how I see it. In a statement, President Biden said, "Today is a huge day of relief for parents and families across America." If you feel relief over this, you're a fucking psycho, like worse than I am, and I'm pretty fucking bad. But early indications suggest that there may be a big surplus of doses. So far, only 2.5 million doses of Pfizer BioNTech's vaccine have been ordered, around half of what the federal government offered states, pharmacies, and health providers, and about 1.3 million Moderna doses, about a quarter of what was offered, have been claimed. Distribution could be uneven depending on how many vaccine doses state officials ordered and where they send them. Florida was initially the only state to not order its own supply of shots for the next week's rollout, according to the White House, who said the state reversed its position on Friday. A spokesman for the state's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who has dismissed the need for a vaccine for children, denied that it was a reversal, but reiterated that the state does not recommend the vaccine be administered to healthy children. Ah, man. You know, it's just bullshit. It's all bullshit, and we're not doing a fucking thing about it. Anyone that can fight should be fighting. I know that it's hard to fight and to fight. You can't be violent, and you have to tread a thin line of reason and unreason. You have to tread a thin line of truth and untruth and judgment. And in such a polarized world, it's almost fucking impossible to do that. It's fucking impossible. So I wanted to give you the same article, just on the other side. FDA advisory panel recommends Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines for babies and toddlers. The FDA advisory panel on June 15th voted to recommend the FDA give emergency authorization to the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months of age. The panel unanimously voted during a virtual meeting after presentations from the companies and the FDA. The FDA has yet to choose whether to accept the recommendations, but is expected to do so. We now know on June 21st that they have. An agency spokeswoman told the Epoch Times via email that she could shed no light in terms of timing. No COVID-19 vaccines are currently available to children under 5 in the United States. Panel members heard that a 2-dose primary series of Moderna's vaccine was just 50% effective. Blah, 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 blah. I do believe that the benefits far outweigh the risks involved, Dr. Michael Nelson, one of the panel members, said. Families will now have a choice that they did not have before, and I fully believe in the intelligence of families to make the right choice for their families and children. Intelligence? Did you just comment on the intelligence of the American family unit? Let me explain something to you right fucking now. The overall intelligence of your average American family unit is way lower than what you think it is. I mean, way lower. Why? Well, Americans are quite fucking stupid. We're not stupid in the way where we're incapable, where we don't have the ability to, you know, because we're well within the realm of capability, okay? We don't want to sacrifice our Netflix at night. We don't want to sacrifice our whiny nature. We don't want to sacrifice anything. We don't want to sacrifice our comforts. We don't want to sacrifice our convenience. We don't want to sacrifice our money, our notoriety. We don't want to sacrifice anything. Sorry. Not sorry. Let's see. From an efficacy standpoint, it makes absolutely no sense to approve these products. Brian Hooker, Chief Scientific Officer for Children's Health Defense, who is not a panel member, told the Epoch Times after reviewing the data presented to the panel, neither Moderna nor Pfizer was able to estimate the efficacy against severe illness because few or zero cases of severe illness occurred in vaccinated or unvaccinated participants. There were signs Pfizer's shot did poorly against severe disease, but regulators and the companies projected the shots will help protect against severe illness based on the performance in older children and adults. The vaccines met the primary endpoints in trials of certain levels of neutralizing antibodies. Efficacy was measured secondarily. Small children are at little risk from COVID-19, statistics show. Out of approximately 2.5 million cases in children under 5, just about 4,000 needed hospital care. And there are indications around half of those were admitted for reasons other than COVID-19, officials have said. Just around 215 deaths of children aged 6 months to 4 have involved COVID-19, according to a preliminary count. That is 0.02% of the U.S. deaths linked to COVID-19. Quote, if you look at the number of people struck by lightning in the United States in a year, it's 270. So we're talking about a very rare event, said Dr. Cody Meissner, one of the panel members. Some experts say young children, particularly healthy ones, don't need a vaccine. And some say even if they did need one, the currently available vaccines, which are performing much worse than initially, aren't effective enough. Other experts disagree. Quote, I know that the death rate from COVID-19 is in young children may not be extremely high, but it is absolutely terrifying to parents to have their child be sick, have to go to the hospital, or even go to their emergency room or their primary care doctor because they're having trouble breathing. Absolutely terrifying. So let's get him in vaccinated. 2 doses, 3 doses, 5 doses. Just so they don't have to go to their primary care physician and talk about trouble breathing. Oh, fucking no. Quote, each child that's lost essentially fractures a family, unquote, Dr. Peter Marks, director of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, told the panel. Jacqueline Miller, a senior vice president at Moderna, said the company officials feel it is critically important to start vaccinating babies so they can start benefiting from the same protection as other cohorts. Who says something like that? Like, what are you in fucking 1930? The same protection as other cohorts, you say? Say? Some members said that they were pleased to recommend authorization of the vaccines, but hoped parents were aware of the small risk COVID-19 poses to children. Dr. James Hildreth, a member, said that authorities, quote, need to make parents aware of what real risks are and let them make decisions, unquote. Quote, but for those parents who choose to do so, especially those parents of kids with underlying conditions, this is a choice they should have, and I'm pleased that they'll have it, unquote, he said. I mean, whatever. I mean, have it. Like, okay, you can buy a knife in the store. Do you want to slit your throat in the middle of the store, or do you want to go home and, like, cut your steak with it? Or do you just not even want to buy the knife? You don't have to buy the knives. You know, you could buy the knives and then start killing the cashier that just took your money for the, you know. It's your choice what you do with the knife. You know what I'm saying? The knife is there. You can't stop knife makers from creating knives, because that's what knife makers do. They create knives, right? So now it's whether these knife makers force a knife in your apartment, your house, or your hands. That's different than just them making knives. They can make knives all fucking day. Point is, it's there if you want it. But why? But why? I mean, it's fucking go for it. I am a true advocate of freedom of choice, freedom of information, and freedom of speech and such like that. That doesn't mean I won't sit here and question you. I've got questions. Like a bunch of did you knows. And it's not necessarily like to influence you or to persuade you. It's more so for your information. And the way I deliver it may be emotionally charged, and that's not meant to influence you or persuade you or change your mind about anything. That's just how I feel about it. Just like the knives and the vaccines, this is information. You can take this information and do whatever the fuck you want with it. It's not up for me to decide. So what I'm doing out here is having a good fucking time, just like everyone else. The panel was asked whether, based on the scientific evidence available, the benefits of the vaccines outweighed the risks. Several members expressed concerns about the safety data from the trials, as some health issues were more prevalent in the vaccinated children in the trials compared to the unvaccinated children. But they ultimately said the benefits outweighed those concerns. There were more respiratory tract-related infections and more lymph node swelling events in the vaccinated groups in the trials. Among Moderna recipients, 15 children aged 6 months to 23 months, or 0.9% of that group, suffered severe adverse events. Approximately 65% suffered an adverse reaction, including a 17-month-old who suffered 2 seizures. 9 Moderna volunteers aged 2 to 5 who got the vaccine suffered severe adverse events, and 83.5% suffered an adverse reaction. All rates were higher than in the placebo groups. Like, imagine you're the parent that's like, oh man, we need to, they're offering clinical trials to get our baby vaccinated. Let's go get him vaccinated so he can be protected against COVID-19, because as mid 30 year old parents, we're scared, or mid 20 year old parents, we're so scared of the common cold, we're gonna go get our 2 year old vaccinated. You go get your 2 year old vaccinated and he starts having seizures. Like, imagine how you'd feel. You'd probably lose so much trust in the entire healthcare system. You'd be so confused. You'd be torn apart, broken, maybe. For what? Trial data? Experimentation? Safety? Peace of mind? I'll give you a little fucking peace of mind. Pay me $50 billion. I'll give you all the peace of mind you want. Fuck out of here. I'm not sorry. I'm not fucking sorry. Among Pfizer recipients, five aged 6 months to under 2 suffered severe reactions, and 355 suffered any adverse events. 4 participants aged 2 to 4 experienced a severe adverse event, and 344 suffered any adverse event. 3 out of 4 rates were higher than in the placebo groups. The percentage was equal among children aged 2 to 4 regarding any adverse reaction. The safety data for Moderna's vaccine was based on 6,762 participants, about 3/4 of whom received the shot. The immunogenicity data was based on 490 children who received the vaccine. The safety data for Pfizer's vaccine was based on 1,000 participants who received the shot. The immunogenicity data was based on 220 children who received the vaccine. Both trials became unblinded after a period of time or lost a placebo group because many participants who received the placebo went on to get a vaccine. Jesus Christ. companies and the FDA said few of the severe reactions were related to the vaccines, and regulators said the projected benefits from the vaccines outweigh any potential risks. Regulators said more would be known about how effective the vaccines truly are after they are administered to young children. Regulators said, "We won't know until we experiment on children." Is what that is not? Is that not what he said? Is that not what? The Moderna vaccine is two doses of 25 micrograms each. The second would be administered 1 month after the first. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is three doses of 3 micrograms each, with the second dose given 3 weeks. Like, what is that metric? Microgram of what? Microgram of fucking what? Two doses of Pfizer shot do not give any protection against infection in young children, the trial show. Against infection. There, you can't stop, you can't not get infected. That's the thing, is that you can't not get infected, right? Right? If the FDA accepts the panel's recommendations, the CDC will take up the matter with its advisory panel. That panel will choose whether to recommend the vaccine for young children. The CDC director can then accept the recommendation or ignore it. And Juno, she's going to accept that real quick and then run, laugh, giggle, smirk, smile, all the way to the bank. All the way. Not halfway. All the way, mate. All the way. Let's see, June 18th, this is, what, a couple days after that. The CDC, on June 18th, recommended COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6. We know millions of parents and caregivers are eager. They're eager to get their young children vaccinated. With today's decision, they can, the CDC director said in a statement, quote, "I encourage parents and caregivers with questions to talk to their doctor, nurse, or local pharmacist to learn more about the benefits of vaccinations and the importance of protecting their children by getting them vaccinated. The benefits. What about the risks, miss, doctor, person? Whom do we talk to about the risks? Walensky acted after the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee unanimously voted to advise the CDC to recommend all children, save for those who have contraindications to the vaccines, from 6 months through 5 years of age, the Moderna or Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, both of which are built on messenger RNA technology. Contraindications. Oh, what would that be? How do you know what would contraindicate something you don't even know what the fuck is in it? I guess there's a whole list of shit that was given to you by the FDA and CDC. Like, if they take these medications, don't give them this. And I bet that list is big hush hush. Just kidding. Nope, there's a whole link here. Before that, the FDA authorized the vaccines based on the recommendations from its advisors. I wonder who its advisors are. No COVID-19 vaccines were available to blah, blah, blah. Government officials say the age group comprised of about 19.5 million children will begin getting the vaccines on June 20th. That was yesterday. During the CDC advisor panel meeting, advisors said they view the vaccine as an essential way to protect against COVID-19, even though the shots are largely ineffective against infection. Huh. Imagine. Why? Oh, why would they do that? Nah, it's got nothing to do with money. Not a fucking thing. Quote, "I feel comfortable in saying that vaccinating will be a benefit, a net benefit. We don't know how much, but it will be a net benefit. So we are making a decision that will help children that we know now will get a certain level of efficacy." Members spent portions of the meeting discussing how to best convince parents to vaccinate their children. Surveys indicate that a majority of parents with children under 5 will wait until more information becomes available. will not have their children vaccinated unless the vaccination becomes mandatory, or will never have their children vaccinated. No, I mean, that's why I call it the silent majority, because it literally just said, survey say most parents, you know what I'm saying? Most of them, because we're not stupid. The family unit is stupid, but individuals, your IQ increases when you start removing yourself from units. You become an individual and you start free thinking and creating your own thoughts, your IQ increases instead of being influenced by franchisees or families. Let's see here. The clinical trials that led to the current situation, funded by the companies themselves, were based on the controversial immunobridging technique, which involves a comparison of levels of antibodies between young children and a group of adults. The clinical efficacy against infection was substandard for Moderna's vaccine, which is 2 doses, and unreliable for Pfizer's vaccine, which is 3 doses. There were no clinical efficacy measurements in terms of protection against severe illness from either trial. The CDC estimates it will take between 670 and 1,300 vaccinations to prevent a single case of COVID-19, and between 6,150 and 12,300 vaccinations to prevent a single hospitalization. What the fuck is that? What type of metrics is that? You can come up with metrics like that, but you can't tell me the increase of how many soldier suicides are, because it's way higher than what they're saying it is now. All of these reports and all this shit is like from 2018, 2019. These people, they don't want to show the reports. I can't wait until that shit comes out. The reports of 2020 to 2022, you know, like of how many suicide, the increases in suicide, the increases in overdoses, the ineffective nature of lockdowns, and how it completely fucked us up. It did nothing. Bonnie Maldonado, chairwoman of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Infectious Diseases, was among those advocating for children to get one of the vaccines. Of course. Signal, pay me, federal funding. The AAP strongly recommends COVID-19 vaccines for all infants, children, and adolescents who do not have contraindications for using a COVID-19 vaccine authorized for the use in their age. This includes primary series additional doses and or booster doses as recommended by the CDC, she said during the meeting. Others, though, raised concerns about the vaccine's safety and efficacy. Oh, trust me, baby boy. It's safe and effective. Say safe and effective. Quote, this is the first vaccine to be distributed under an emergency use authorization and the first vaccine using mRNA technology to be used in humans. Huh. So, what does that mean? That means this entire thing has been one huge experiment. Just kidding. Let's see, there were a limited number of infants and young children studied, and there is no safety data on simultaneous administration of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines when given along with other vaccines. The knowledge base is limited, and long-term effects on immune function are not known. Imagine that. She urged parents who do get their children vaccinated do not assume symptoms like fever that appear following vaccination are unrelated to the vaccines, and to explore reporting symptoms to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. Well, there it is, folks. Oh, wait, there's another one? There's another fucking article? I need better producers. You're fired. You're fired too. All of you. You're all fired. I'm going to absorb your salary for the month. It's mine now. All of your money is mine. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. This is AP. Oh, boy, AP. We love the AP. The AP and the New York Times, they love to, like, fuck each other on a regular basis. I don't mean, like, stab each other in the back. I mean full penetration. Fuck each other. Yeah, we're not going to read that today. No, we're not going to read that any day. Matter of fact. Huh. So, yeah. A little unorthodox, a little unhinged, but this is Cushion Coffee. I hope you like it. I don't care if you don't. CushionCoffee.podcast@gmail.com. That's how you contact me. Contact me with all your hate mail. I want to hear it. I love you so much. Let's see, what else is it? @NJ_code for Twitter. @ CushionCoffee.podcast for Instagram. I'm not on YouTube. I don't think I will be on YouTube. Not until I get video, at least. Fuck, I need to be on YouTube until I get video. You know what I'm saying? So fuck that. Let's see. Patreon.com/Anthony_Hess. Become my Patreon. I'm going to be starting articles here shortly. I love journalism, and I'm going to dive into it big time, buddy boy, big time, right? So journalism it is. I've chosen journalism. Okay. It's going to be called The Coffee Table. And there you'll get my articles. Go on Patreon. See, I do all of this production and all this bullshit for free for you, for free. Or you can pay me and support me and love me. I mean, that's going to be basically the only way to access, not for now, my articles, The Coffee Table. Because I do all of this for free. You're not getting The Coffee Table for free too, buddy boy. That's writing. That's me sitting there writing, fact checking, cross referencing, interviewing, actual journalism. That's a fucking, dog, that's a career. People get paid a lot of fucking money to do that. You can pay me a little bit. Only if you like me, though. It's hard to like me. I am a good person. I'm a little fucking weird, which is okay, I guess. You know, I'm developing my speaking skills. I'm developing my mind. You know, the last couple of years have really fucked me up. I've had a rough life. We're just not going to lie. We're not going to lie there. I've been through a lot of shit. And that's why we're out here chilling today. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing today. And mañana. Didn't have a cone for today. All good. I'm going to try and do daily. I'm going to try and do it. Do daily. A daily podcast, which is a lot. And I really hope you're on board. You come through, have a good time. I don't know. I'm getting cards. I know I've been saying I'm getting cards, but I don't know. It's slow. It's a slow process. I am getting eaten alive financially, man. It is hard out here. It's hard on these streets. I live in Jersey. My one bedroom fucking apartment is $1,600 a month. $1,600 a month. Right? And with everything else that's ridiculously expensive, you know, I'm pretty fucking balls to the wall pressed, my friend. I love journalism. I love podcasting. Let me do it for you forever. Cushion Coffee. Delivering the truth through the teeth of biased media. Stay lifted.